Muslim schoolgirl whose claims led to beheading of Samuel Paty by an Islamist admits she lied. By Chris Tomlinson on March 10, 2021. The teenager whose accusations of Islamophobia were a major contributing factor to Samuel Paty's beheading last October had admitted she lied about being in his class when the teacher showed cartoons of the Islamic prophet Muhammad. The 13-year-old, who was the origin of claims of Islamophobia against Paty, admitted to a French counterterrorism judge that she had lied about being in the class at the Confluence Saint Honorin school when the cartoons were shown as part of a discussion on freedom of expression. She had initially claimed in early October that Mr. Paty had stigmatized Muslim pupils by asking them to raise their hands to identify themselves and then ordered them to leave the room so he could show the Charlie Hebdo Muhammad cartoons to the rest of the class, Le Parisien reports. She then went to the police on October 8 to report Paty for dissemination of pornographic images, according to the newspaper. The incident was later amplified by the girl's father, Brahim Knina, who posted a video to social media repeating the accusations and condemning the teacher. Knina was also revealed to have been in contact with 18-year-old Chechen refugee and terrorist Abdullah Kanzorov through the messaging app WhatsApp. 10 days after the girl made the accusations, Anzorov beheaded the 47-year-old history and geography teacher on the street. Before the 13-year-old's confession, investigators had learned from the girl's classmates that she had not been present for the lesson. They also contradicted her claims that Paty forced pupils to leave the class, saying that he asked them to close their eyes if they were shocked by the images. In her confession, the teen said admitted that she had not been present but had heard of the lesson from a classmate and that she had been excluded from school due to absenteeism. Mr. Knina has been indicted on charges of complicity in a terrorist assassination. He has since claimed that his reaction was stupid, saying he was angrier about his daughter being excluded from school for 2 days and did not care about the Muhammad cartoons. "I did not think that my messages were going to be read by terrorists," he said. "I was not trying to do any harm by making this message. I find it hard to imagine that we have come to this, that we have lost a history teacher, that all of society is angry with me," he added. Le Parisien notes that Mr. Knina had been virulent in his condemnation of the teacher in the video. While in custody in October, he had even compared Mr. Paty to Hitler. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.